Welcome back to Italieco. This is your hostess, Viviana Dragani, and today my guests are two talented artists from two different places, right? So the first guest is Michele Romeo from Boston.
Hi, I'm pretty good. How are you?
Very good, thank you. And my
Thanks
second
for having
guest,
me.
You're very welcome. And my second guest is Valerie Kuzmuk. Hi, Valerie. Valeria.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Thank you so much. Very, very good. Okay, so let's start with Michele. Tell us something about your love for music. How did it start?
So, well, I started making music, I would say, since I was a little child. I was 10, more or less, when I started. And basically, I remember, like, the first guitar lesson I had, the first time I had, my music lesson. It was like, already something like, okay, this is the beginning and I want to do this like for the rest of my life. I don't know how to describe, but I already knew since I was a little child that this thing would have been with me forever, you know. And I started, studying. Initially, I was like more concentrated on the guitar only and, exploring like music genres that I loved, like, rock music and things like that. And then when I grew up, I took this thing like even more seriously. So I started exploring other genres like jazz music. And then I also found out about Berklee College through a teacher I used to study with when I was in Sicily. And basically my dream was to develop a music career. And, to move on with this dream, also going to study in Boston, going to study in the United States was something that I had since I was very young. This is pretty much the beginning.
Okay, great. And what is your inspiration when you compose new music?
Well, basically, the first inspiration that I can say is of course the music that I've listened to. For me, it's like all of the music that I've listened in a sort of sense like influenced me a lot, in terms of I want to say harmonies, in terms of sounds, also especially since I started exploring the production world. This thing became even more interesting because, like, when I compose, I also like to think how this composition might sound and not just in terms of the song itself, you know what I mean? So it's like, I also like to imagine when I compose the effects that I might use, like, in a composition, And then, of course, another thing, which is like the main thing that inspires me beyond the technical aspect, which is music, is basically, facts, I would say things that basically happened in my life, I sometimes described this thing, I sometimes described music like a sort of a secret diary, in terms mm-hmm. of anytime I had like, issues emotional things, I wanted like to express myself in a certain way. And I used to feel like the notes as another language, And so like most of the times my compositions are also like instrumental, So, yeah.
Great. And how was your experience at Berklee College of Music in Boston?
Well, my experience at Berklee was very intense because I discovered a lot of things that I didn't have idea I could access as a visually impaired musician. Because as many friends know already, I have become visually impaired since I was 18 years old. So my approach to music, like to technology especially, totally changed, and Berklee really helped me to improve this aspect, really helped me to you know, to work, like being able to work again with softwares, you know, to record myself. And initially, like when I arrived at Berkeley, and for example, I started discovering programs like Pro Tools, you know, Logic, Sibelius, all of those things where you can record and write music. I was very impressed, you know. Mm-hmm. And then during the you know, during my semesters, I started also taking production courses, like music production courses. And I really loved this new world, like this new music journey that I started exploring, and I came up like creating new things that I didn't know that, that those things could be even possible for me, you know. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. So now, currently, do you have any work in progress?
Yeah, right now I have a few things, and I'm very excited because I'm happy that I have combined the two aspects of what I would love to develop in my music career. And I mean, being like an artist with my own music, like composing my own stuff, and at the same time being a producer, like working also for some other, like for some artists. So like in this moment, I'm working on EP, like I'm producing some of the songs that I have composed during my time at Berkeley. And I want to develop this EP that at the end I want to call Fragments, that mm-hmm. basically it represents, you know, different stories that I experienced during my time at Berkeley. And at the same time, another very exciting project that I have is the project with Valerie. And that's why I really wanted to involve her today in this interview, because this is the first professional project that I developed as a music producer. And music-wise, I feel that it's something that, you know, beyond representing Valerie, I feel that it represents also myself in terms of music producer. And these are the most exciting things I could say right now, music-wise.
Wow, wow. And where do you see yourself in 5 years from now?
Well, in this moment, I imagine myself, you know, if I want to... I have a few projects in mind that I really hope to develop. And I really hope that in 5 years, I can be the music producer I wish to be and the artist I wish to be. And I really hope, you know, to basically produce the music that I love to produce and then touring the world with the work that I have, you know. And basically, this is the way that I imagine my career in 5 years, in 10 years, you know. It's a little challenging to identify or to imagine like a specific location where I want to be, but for sure, I really hope that I can be, you know, a great producer, a great musician, and touring the world with the music I have produced. That's my dream.
Mm-hmm. You don't see yourself in Italy, back in Italy?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know, because if I consider a place like Milan, I think that Milan is a great city. I lived there like for pretty much 3 years before moving to Boston, because I graduated also in languages. Mm-hmm. And so I think that Milan is a great place, you know, that I also would like to stay. But, you know, I don't know, because I might stay in the States, I might stay in Italy. It's like I want to be open and see where life is going to take me, you know. It's like many things can change. We don't really know, you know. Like, if I consider the fact that in these past 4 years, you know, my life really changed drastically, because, you know, I had like many, many experiences, unfortunately, between sad things and also happy things that happened, you know, but definitely things that I could never imagine, you know. So I want to stay open to anything. Like before coming to the States, when I was a little younger, when I was 22, 23, pretty much, I was saying all the times, oh, I want to go to live in the United States. I want to stay there all my life. I want to go there and do this and this and this. And now it's like, you know, I really want to follow the flow of my life and see just where life is going to take me.
Yeah, che sera sera.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so let's move. Thank you, Michele. Let's move to Valerie Kuzmuk. So, Valerie, where are you currently located and what have you been up to since you left Boston?
I'm currently staying in Ukraine because I had to leave when the pandemic started. I left in the summer. I've been teaching a lot. I've been working with children, developing a program for children here because I think one of my biggest dreams in life is to create something here, you know, for children and just for people who would want to learn music. Because after, you know, studying in other countries, because I lived in Singapore for a while and then in Spain and then in States because I go to Berkeley too, I would really like to bring that knowledge to the people here in Ukraine too. So that was like one of my biggest projects here. And of course, I was also working on the EP that we're about to release this spring, which is going to be called In the Field.
Mm-hmm. And what shapes you as a songwriter?
What shapes me as a songwriter? I started writing music when I was also very young. I probably, like, when I think about it, as long as I remember myself, I've been wanting to write, so I was constantly trying. And when I was 12 years old, I think I wrote my first song. It just made me feel so happy and fulfilled that ever since then, like, songwriting is like one of my, it's my, I guess, most favorite thing, you know, to do, because it gives me an opportunity to express myself. And sometimes I find it difficult to figure out how I'm feeling or what exactly I'm feeling or how to explain it to other people. And so songwriting has become that tool for me to explain it, even to myself sometimes, because sometimes I can write a song and then come back to it in a couple of weeks and actually understand what it was about. When I write, it's always very emotional. It's always coming from my heart. And I really would like, you know, to give something to people that they could relate to. And as Michele said, it's like a diary, you know. I was performing once and someone told me, oh my God, Valerie, when you were singing that song, it felt like you were like going through my diary. And this is something that I want to give people because music is, you know, something that helps us understand that we're not alone and connects us with each other.
Yeah, you're right. And how did you guys start working together, Valerie?
Michele actually found me on Facebook when I was in Spain and he was in Boston. And he told me that he kept on seeing my name pop up in his feed. So he just decided to approach me, even though he told me that he like never does that. And I don't really like talk to people who, you know, I don't know online either.
Yeah, I don't know why. It was a little strange because I had her name basically popping up for 2 weeks. At some point, I was like, who is this?
Destiny. Destiny, right?
I was curious. And honestly, to be honest with you, something that I liked, it was her name. Because, I mean, it sounds cool, Valerie Kuzmuk. It sounds like a very cool and artistic name. What do you think, Rihanna?
It is, yeah. I love the name, right? Valerie. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly. I do also like her last name. It's like, you know, I think it sounds very artistic as well, in my opinion. So yeah, I actually, the first thing I listened to from her music was a bossa nova song that I really love. Like when I told you before that I started exploring jazz, and my first album was Stan Getz, you know, where there are like all of those standards, like you know, Desafinado, all of these things, Corcovado, and I found a video of her where she was singing One Note Samba. That was like something that I really enjoyed to listen to. And then when she sent me the first song that she composed, that was called I Won't Say a Word, I was like, wow, this is very beautiful. It sounds like very elegant, you know, it sounds very nice. And I was initially, I was excited for the fact that the genre, in terms of music producer, was even kind of easier for me to work with because, you know, when you record the jazz, you don't need to experiment a lot with like electronic things. So I was basically, you know, when I started my first production classes, I used to record drums, double bass, guitar, piano, you know, mainly analogic instruments, you know. And I was like confident also with that genre. But then at some point when she sent me a recording that she did for a vocal writing project, she told me, this is a new song I wrote for my vocal writing class, and I really would love to produce this song. When I opened it, I really was like, wow, this is great. I really love the vibe, the song.
It was such a poor recording. It was like, I mean, such a sad, poor recording, and I still like question it, like especially now when I hear it, you know, the demo after we've produced this whole thing, I'm like, what did he see in there?
I mean,
yeah, even like
speaking of recording, where did you record the upcoming EP?
Well,
Kelly's bedroom.
We recorded everything in my bedroom, in my closet, in my, no, I think behind, we didn't use the bathroom for this one. Behind the door. Yeah, basically we were just experimenting with some blankets, with you know, yeah, because you know, I had kind of limited access to the studio, but when we really started working to the EP, the pandemic started, and we really had no place to go, you know.
Yeah, so, yeah. But the closet is fine.
Yeah, yeah,
in the closet.
It's the best place in the house to record. So yeah, it's fine.
I would constantly complain about the fact that, because I like to move my hands when I sing a lot. No, I'm constantly complaining that there's like no space. But Michele always has this thing also where like he really hears like really well. Like he's very good at producing because his hearing is at a completely different level, and so he knows like, you know, where to put the mic and how sound in this closet is different from another one, you know. And there were moments where like he would be playing percussion on like the body of the guitar, and we would just like put a blanket over him so that there's, you know, because he was going for some particular sound, and I don't understand all of that, but it was fun to do.
Yeah, but
you're funny.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know, I tell you, I would say that some of the things that really inspire me as well, it's like, feel like free, you know, to experiment. I was listening to like Billie Eilish, for example, that was like one of my favorite like pop singer, I would say. And when I heard that Billie Eilish recorded everything in her bedroom, I was like, okay, so this is the way it can work. You know, if she did it, why I cannot? You know, this is something I can also do. And basically, you know, I got inspired also from things I hear. Like when I was younger, I was like very, how can I say, try to understand, oh, if I can't go to the studio, how can I record this? How can I do this? And blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, also some of my teachers, some of my friends, they also told me, hey, man, you know, you can do this and this, just make the best with the tools that you have, you know. A friend of mine told me that he was putting the mattress like in front of the window because in the room he used to live, that was like the best solution to have a good sound. So like after all of these stories, I started really feeling free, you know, to just do what really works better, you know.
Okay, so when is it going to be released, Valerie?
It's going to be released this spring. The first song, which is called Spring, is going to be released in March, in the beginning of March. We're still figuring out the exact date, but it's definitely coming out like in the beginning of March, yes.
Mm-hmm. We can wait. And Valerie, again, how do you find a balance between Ukrainian and American cultures?
This is an interesting question because sometimes at some point I feel like I lost that balance. It's difficult because I left Ukraine when I was 15 years old, and since that time it was, for me, it was always like you know, this challenge to fit into completely different culture and just survive in a way. And now being back home, you know, and also having music like Ukrainian music that I write, because I really like the language and I really like the music that we have, because I feel like historically Ukraine has been through a lot and people have used that history, you know, to create something beautiful and to connect in a way also. So that stuff, you know, is very important for me. And being home right now, like, I'm really remembering who I am and where I come from. And it's great, like, to be back with my family, to be surrounded by my community, and things like that. Because I also write a lot of stuff in English. I love jazz and R&B and even like indie musicals in English. So I constantly struggle between, like, what do I choose? Do I choose writing in English or do I choose writing in Ukrainian? Because the styles are so different. In Ukrainian, I mostly write folk-inspired music. And I constantly feel like I have to choose. But I'm hoping that in future I will be able to find, you know, the balance between the two and be able to develop myself in both areas. You know, right now I'm concentrating on my Ukrainian music, but in future, obviously, I also want to release and produce, you know, things that I have in English.
Thank you, Valerie. Last question for Michele. How do you build the production around a song?
Well, that's a very interesting question. If I work with someone, like with Valerie in this case, I really want to follow what the artist, you know, feels. Like, I try to understand the vibe of the artist, and then we start moving together. And in my opinion, a production has to be always, you know, a sort of playing with dynamics. With this, I mean that I really love to create like a suspense, you know. So like when a song starts, I like to see, you know, like a journey. Like I cannot say. I really like to get the points where my sound, you know, where the feeling of the song, it kind of gets up and up, you know what I'm saying? And then finding moments where you can feel like a little softer. I really try to, I can say, I try to shape it with, you know, playing in the best way with dynamics, you know? Mm-hmm. So, but then I really want to respect also the vibe that the artist has, as I told you before. Because, for example, I can have some ideas, but if the artist I'm working with maybe doesn't like or wants to do something else, I really love to find like a meeting point and then evaluate together what it works best, you know. So I really like to be free and to let also the artist to feel free as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. For me, another thing I like to tell you, it's very cool the fact that I also was like on the other side when I was younger, because I did my first music album when I was 18 years old, and I was just a guitar player, and I was like the producer, you know, that was working for me. And sometimes it was not fun, the fact that, you know, I had like some ideas, and sometimes, you know, the ideas I had, okay, could be like accepted, or some of the times I was like, oh no, this thing, it doesn't work. Okay, but let's give it a try before telling me that it doesn't work, for example, you know? So it's like, for me, it's a very important responsibility now being on the other side as well, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what are we going to play now for our listeners?
Well, since we haven't released yet Valerie's music, so that I hope, you know, that you guys can listen to it as soon as possible when it's going to be released. In this moment, I would love to show you some of the things I produced, like related to my own music. And I was thinking to play a song as first called Brookline, which is a song I wrote in 2017 when I was in Boston. And Brookline is like an area of Boston, as many people in Boston already know. And so, yeah, and this is a song very, very important for me. This is a live recording that I had from a CAF show I did in December 2018. And in this CAF show, I had my friends playing with me, my friend Joshua Young, my friend Ewan Leslie, and my friend Marco Birro. And this thing was fully, I would say, improvised. The very magic thing around this recording is that that CAF show was about to be canceled, but through these friends of mine, they were like, oh man, don't worry, don't cancel the show, let's do it, you know, we're gonna be with you. Because I was supposed to play with other people that at the end they canceled. So, and then my friends were like, we're gonna play, we're gonna make it. And we did the show. It was a very nice show. I really enjoyed it. I was grateful, and I'm very happy about this recording that came out, that it was not, gonna say, scheduled. And in my opinion, it came out like very beautiful. So that's why I would love to share it with you guys.
Okay, so can you announce the song, the title?
Yeah, Brookline, Harvard Street.
Okay, we're eager to listen to your music. So thank you so much, guys, for joining us today. It was a pleasure, and best of luck with all of your projects.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.